107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Many great films are coming up. It's the Stratford Film Festival. We've got Megan Smith-Harris joining us in studio, just back from TIFF, too. So we're going to talk, Megan. Oh, my gosh. How was TIFF?
TIFF was awesome. I'm one of those crazy people who willingly goes to 4 to 5 films a day.
Wow.
And my only frustration this year is that it was hard to get tickets, so I could only go to, it averaged 3.5 films a day. So I went to 35 films in 10 days. And a couple of great other social events, and did lots of schmoozing and networking. And really, my whole point, purpose of going there was to find fantastic films to bring to Stratford for our monthly film series and perhaps for our festival next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we do have a festival coming up.
Yeah, of course. We'll talk about that. But great to have Stratford Film Festival represented, if you will, at TIFF. What was your favorite film?
Oh, that's a hard one. I will say there are different films. The one that won the audience award is Hamnet, not Hamlet, Hamnet,
right.
Which is based on an award-winning book and play. That won the audience award, and I really loved it. And it is deals with William Shakespeare and his wife and their son Hamnet. And I don't want to ruin the story, but I'm hoping to bring that here. And then Frankenstein was also really, really Guillermo del Toro. Film of Frankenstein. And I really was like, you know, I don't know if I really want to see this, but there was a lot of buzz. And it was magical. I was transported elsewhere. But see it on the big screen, because it is the art direction. It's so immersive and it's so faithful to the story, but it's very inventive and super engaging. And I love that when you go in and you see a movie and you're in another place for an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you come out and you're blinking in the light like a mole and like, wow, it's 2025 and I'm in a big city.
Well, especially when you're seeing 4 movies a day.
My gosh. And of course, the John Candy documentary.
I was really taken back how many Canadian documentaries were sort of featured this
Canadian
time.
Canadian documentaries and Canadian films.
Yeah.
The John Candy documentary. I actually worked with John Candy many times on SCTV. I got to polka with him. I was a sales clerk in the Harry Sex Shop, and I won the Miss Lutonia pageant in the series. And I will tell you, this was my time, obviously, as an actor. And he, of all the people that I met and worked with a lot of people, was far and away the most kindest, most generous human being I've ever met.
Wow.
Ever. And I wish they had told a few more of those stories from people. There were a lot of celebrities who told their stories about John Candy. But I think he had an everyman quality. And he went out of his way, with police officers, with the guy who poured him his coffee in the morning, with, PAs on film sets, and with day players, you know, who were there, and he'd always go, "Oh, Megan, how's your career going? What's going on with you?" You know, he was just the nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been very special for you to see that documentary in that setting, particularly.
It was very moving.
And we'll have to look for you in episodes of SCTV. This is very exciting. We're learning lots today, and we've got a very special screening happening this weekend.
Yes, September 20th. There's a 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. show. The 4 p.m. is already sold out. This will be at Stratford City Hall, and it's called Meet the Barbarians. It's a French film, so it is with subtitles, which actually I love. And it's written, directed, and produced by Julie Delpy, who is phenomenal. I saw this film at TIFF last year, and it was my absolute favorite film, and I knew I wanted to bring it to Stratford. It's set in a small town in Breton, France, and it concerns the community sponsoring it's right when the war in the Ukraine breaks out, and it's sponsoring a Ukrainian family to come and live in their community, and they're fleeing, you know, war-torn circumstances, and how the community is going to come together and support them and get them shelter and education and teach them English and all this kind of stuff. And everybody's feeling very puffed up and proud of themselves. And then the family arrives and they're Syrian. And then the cracks begin to show in the community, because some people, you know, aren't as welcoming as they should be. this is a social satire, and Delpy is brilliant at it. There are lots of laughs in the film, but it also has a lot of heart.
Fabulous. And again, we chatted with Kathy Vasilakos about this, and there's going to be sort of a panel discussion. And gosh, it's been 10 years since Stratford welcomes refugees.
Yes, excellent point, Jamie. It has been almost 10 years to the day that we're showing it. And I'm sure Kathy mentioned that Stratford welcomed five Syrian families. Four of them are still in our vicinity, which speaks very well of us. And so Kathy's going to come and talk. She was a person who sort of spearheaded this with Dan Matheson. And then we also have Felicity Sutcliffe, who was the boots on the ground person who helped organize these families and help them get acclimated. And then we're going to have a Syrian mother and daughter from one of the families who are going to come and share their experiences. And I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah,
but
how impactful is this going to be? My goodness.
Well, one of the things that I like doing at the Stratford Film Festival and monthly film series is not just bringing the films and curating the films, but having a value added, adding context by either having the filmmakers there to give us some behind the scenes information, or by having, you know, a panel discussion people who can talk in real world terms about what their lived experiences were.
Fantastic. So there's still some tickets for the 7 o'clock screening.
The 7 o'clock show, people can go to our website, stratfordfilmfestival.com. Just go to upcoming events. You can see the trailer, you can read the little description, and you, most importantly, can click on the ticket link and reserve your tickets today.
All right. And speaking of festivals, we have a special get together coming up in November. Is that fair to say? It's early days. But
No, not for me. It's 8 or 9 weeks away, and I'm in full-blown panic mode. We will be hosting the first annual Stratford Film Festival starting November 6th on a Thursday and ending on a Sunday. We will be showing lots of great films from around the world and some from Canada. And it's going to be 4 days, 4 nights, 3 days of fantastic films. And we will be announcing that roster soon.
Okay. I was going to say, do you have the films selected?
But I can't tell you quite yet. There's some really good ones.
Okay. I have no doubt whatsoever. So again, put that in your calendar for November 6th through the 9th, the 2025 Stratford Film Festival, this weekend of amazing film. StratfordFilmFestival.com, of course, is the website. But in the meantime, tickets still available for Saturday screening.
100%.
All right. Anything else?
I'm just so glad that the weather's beautiful.
Nice to have you back from TIFF, and you had a good time. As again, with this, the Canadian documentaries, gosh, there was the John Candy one, the one on Godspell with the Toronto cast, Degrassi, like there was so much going on.
There were a lot. And in fact, the closing night feature was called Peak Everything, was a French-Canadian feature, which I really hope to bring. And it's half in English and half in French. And I thought it was hilarious. My friend from the U.S., didn't get it. She was like, I don't find this funny at all. I was dying.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, there really is a Canadian sense of humor and sensibility. And there's a French-Canadian sense of humor. And I just thought this film was so clever. And I hope to be able to bring it to share with Stratford audiences.
There you go. Lots to share, lots to enjoy with Stratford Film Festival. Megan Smith-Harris. Thanks so much, Megan.
Thank you, Jamie.